Now then, faculty of the College of Immortals, word has come to me from my sources around the world that there are evil forces at work that are actively trying to steal one of the 7 sacred relics.
Oh, that is awful,
the professor exclaimed with as much emotion as she could muster, which amounted to a slight inflection in her voice, noticeable only to my sharp vampire ears. I noticed that the bloated boar, Braddock, quickly looked away when Hedley stared at him, and I decided instantly that he was not to be trusted. So I have decided to form you into teams to venture forth in the guise of doing field studies. That way we can explore the leads my sources have found in an effort to find the one, or ones, responsible for the recent theft attempts on the relics. But Master of Masters, Arthur said, looking like he was about to be sick. We are educators, not adventurers. With the exception of Sirius Sinister, of course. I heard about the mystery poison. No offense to Templeton, but he and I aren't exactly fit for that kind of duty.
None taken, Arthur,
the fat goblin said, and passing a foul-smelling breakage of wind as he did so.
The generous troll of engineering has got a point. What are he and I really capable of doing? We are better off staying here and doing research, leaving those better fit to do the legwork.
He finished and looked very pleased with his rationale for staying put at the College of Immortals. Well, it probably does make sense not to have all our teachers away at once, he said. The greasy grey goblin and portly troll exchanged victorious glances. Hopkins, you and Miss Sov work extremely well together, but you are going to need some protection, Haley said. From his hat, Patrick pulled out the largest gun I had ever seen.
I got the luck of the Irish here,
he said with a grin.
And we all know what a crack shot I am with this beauty.
The gun was very nearly as big as Patrick, but he was waving it around like it was as light as a proverbial rainbow.
I will go with old Hop and Sop, he announced.
That is perfect, Hedley said. Thank you for volunteering, Patrick. That means Sirius Sinister is teamed with the Professor and Breeze. And so it is settled. You three leave on your first mission. I mean, field study. Tomorrow. Teaming up with the elf I wanted on myself was going to be good fun. Breeze took my hand after the Professor had released it and pressed it warmly, holding it noticeably longer than was appropriate.
I was hoping I would get to work with you, she said. Hopefully the Professor will not get in our way.
I am sure the Professor will be a great addition to our field study group, I said politely.
That is not what I'm talking about,
Bree said breathily, now fully in my personal space.
Damn, she smells so good. Like a meadow or a sunny spring day after the rains have cleared, and the first bloom of the growing season has thrust it firmly through the warm earth. So fertile and so inviting. I wanted to thrust my bloom through her warm.
Did I mention I have a twin sister?
Breeze cooed. And with that juicy little nugget, she turned and left the faculty lounge.